Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. It is a special edition of Fans in the Pro, broadcasting live from the First American Bank's J.B. Falgu building right here in Vacherie, 2785 Highway 20 West. Come on by. We're here until 6 o'clock tonight. Get your free American flag and some jambalaya, and we are thrilled to have our next guest, Claude Steib, known as Rusty on the golf course, served in Vietnam October of 67 through October of 69. Before we say anything, welcome to the show and thank you for your service.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Did you play golf today?
I did.
How'd you play?
I hit them left, right.
Just like, the military, right? Left, right.
But you hit
like
them.
The military.
Mr. Claude, I definitely want to tell you thank you for your service and thank you for, you know, just the guidance that you continue to give. And you know, definitely God bless you, and, you know, just thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
So a lot of entities and companies talk about being a community, whatever. This is a community bank, and it has been so for 115 years. You have banked here, I think, for 65. Is there anything that you have financed that you have not financed here?
I financed my home here. I financed one of my vehicles here. They've just been tremendous to me. The tellers are extremely good and greeting and welcoming.
That's what you need, right? Community.
Exactly.
Mr. Claude, and I just wanted to just to follow up a little bit about that. It's just, you know, when maybe it's something that you directly can't answer for them, how do they reach out to you, or can you be able to come in and get an appointment just to be able to talk to somebody, just to, you know, just to back up what we're saying so people understand and know that if they are considering, you know, just some of the things that they've been able to help you with, not just, hey, you know, opening up an account and cashing a check or taking my money per se, how have they helped you solving some of those problems over the years?
Well, you know, I walk in here and most of the time I could see, you know, whomever I need to. And if I need some guidance, they help me financially. They tell me, oh, you think you should do this, or you need to do this, or you need to do that. And they just good folks.
And good times and bad, right? It's not always good times.
I just don't have no problems, you know?
Right.
And they treat me like a, you know, it's like, it's not like being treated like a stranger or anything. You know, they know me because of probably 65 years when some of them wasn't here, you know. It just continued.
Born and raised in this area, grew up on the river?
Grew up on the river. And yeah, North Vacherie.
How did that help you, or did that help you, as you have to acclimate, and I hate to use that word because you don't have to acclimate to Vietnam, you serving our country, but how did it help you?
Well, being from the country, see, I probably was in about sixth grade and was in the swamps, you know, and just seeing wildlife, snakes, deer, rabbit. I actually was learning how to train beagles probably in the sixth grade, you know, and I got lost a couple of times in the wood, you know, just me.
Right, right.
But it helped me when I was over there. It helped me just to get acclimated to being in the woods, you know, and see why he, you know, cover your butt. That really helped me. Some people, I knew one guy from big city. He had problems. You know, I used to talk to him a lot.
You had to help him out.
You had to help him out.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You were the welcoming committee.
He always wanted to be that good soldier.
Right.
You know, and of course, I was a squad leader. I was in charge of a howitzer.
I want to ask you about that. So you fired a howitzer?
Fired a 155 self-propelled howitzer.
I don't know what the question is, but what is that like?
What is it like? It's like,
give me a sense of how big. What is that when you say, like, is it you're standing behind?
Let's put it this way: a self-propelled howitzer. We fired 80 rounds. What means high explosive rounds? They weighed 80 pounds each,
the
80
round?
Plus piece.
Yeah. The round.
Wow.
The distance that they would go would be to determined by the charge we put in the chamber. And those things, they had the ability to pick up that round and put it in that chamber. But we would take that 80 pound and just throw it in there and listen for that seal sound.
That sounds like an important sound to me.
If you don't seal it, what happens when you ignite it, it goes around that round, and that round's still in that
chamber.
That chamber, and you better get out.
You better get out the way.
Daggone.
Mr. Cloud, now you might have shot to remember all that because we're talking about going back some years.
That's many years, Juice.
I know it.
It's been a long journey, and, you know, I've struggled along the way.
I can understand that.
Been knocked down sometime.
Yes, sir.
But, God's been good.
Well, you're able to get back up. And so, like I said, when we first started, I had to thank you for just everything that you've done and you're doing for us and obviously, you know, here in the bank. And, you know, I want to talk about a little bit of this Rusty, Mr. Rusty, and that young man, you know, how he – if you that calculated from 67 to 69 – I don't even want to see you on the golf course. You know, I thought I had seen you out there maybe somewhere, but if you that calculated, Mr. Rusty, you Mike, he ain't telling us the truth. He talking about he hit him left and he hit him right. He hitting everything straight down the middle. I mean, and it's calculated where he knows, yep, this is the shot I want. It's going to be 25 yards, and it's just like, beep, it's straight down the middle, Mr. Rusty.
Yeah, okay.
Says you got me.
Yeah. See that, Mike? He have us in the bag. He just easing on down. He have us in
Deuce,
the bag. So
I saw you know the Eli open.
Yeah, but I mean I'm swinging with all my might, and you just like I ain't worried about
him.
Come
on, man.
Yeah, I ain't worried about him.
Yeah.
You just gonna be straight down the middle every time.
That's what I try to do.
Ain't no trying. I know you're doing it.
You know what you gotta do, man. If you could swing 100 miles per hour, if you don't hit the sweet spot of that club, it's not gonna go as far if you swing 60 miles per hour and hit the sweet spot.
See, I'm trying to swing 100 and it ain't hitting the sweet spot. And I'm over there in the woods over there and you're just looking at me laughing at me. You're just going straight down straight down the middle every time.
Yeah, you know what I said? I'll get him.
I already know it. That's what you're saying.
The tortoise and the hare.
Wearing me out over there and I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So, as if he has not done enough, at some point in your life, you taught yourself how to play the organ, and you play at church every week.
Yeah, not every week, well, but, you know, just about.
Tell me, you just went, they needed,
no,
a,
what
that,
happened,
they needed
what,
an organ.
I'll tell you what happened. I used to go to this church, St. Philip, my home-based church. I would go there, and I would listen, and I'd see this lady playing that organ in there, and I knew music theory. You know, I did know music theory. I would hear that lady, and I'm sitting, and I said, bet you I could do that, you know, play the organ. So I said, I asked the priest, I said, well, look, can I come in here and practice on the organ, you know? And he told me, as long as there's nothing going on,
he'll let you come in and practice.
Yeah, come practice. At that time, the church weren't locked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So after work, I'd go in that church, and I'd start teaching myself. Next thing I know, it's dark, and all you hear is that organ sound. And I said, well, it's time for me to get out. All I had was the light on the organ. So, yeah, that's fun, and I still play, you know. I'll help churches if they need me or they don't have a musician.
To come in and play.
Yeah, I'll play for this.
And you just learn by sound, pure sound?
No, I read.
So you read, okay.
I read.
Okay.
I read.
I read
and then I play. I play without sometimes.
Right, so, right. Yeah. Okay. Mike, I've been saying we in the wrong business.
Man plays golf, plays organ, and he sings. You sing too, right? You sing in his choir?
Yeah.
Baritone or tenor?
Between the two.
You're between the two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not so much baritone-ish, but...
Well, you can get down
there.
If you need to get mid-range down there. Okay. If you need to go grab a note now, Mr. Claude, I think you can go grab a note.
Yeah. And, I even played a little bit at Our Lady of Peace Church, where a lot of these folk here attend. I played over there a little bit, too. You know, that was a lady that said, man, we want to play gospel music. Can you come and help us? So I went out that way, and I started that with them. That was many years ago. Yeah.
A man of many talents.
Yeah, yeah. Man.
I
just don't understand how somebody who's retired and how can you not do something?
Now, you're going to stay busy. That was my next question for you. With all these other activities that you got going on, when you spending your time on that on the golf course?
Well, it's like when I get home from golf, I go do something else. When I get home from golf the next day or something, man, I might say, well, I remember that song, but it's bugging me. So in my man cave, I got a keyboard.
You got the itch, and you go get that song right there.
Try to understand what I need to do to play that.
I feel like we need a round of golf and then some time in the man cave.
Yeah. Nah, that sounds like a day. I'm always busy.
you heard that, Mike. He ain't got time for us. This clown said he ain't got time for us. I don't know what you're talking about.
I couldn't have been more clear how I threw that out there. I got a round of golf and a day in the man cave. Well, I'm kind of busy.
Look. I talked to your friend today, Greek. Yeah. You know? Yeah, Greek said you were a quarterback.
No. I played some golf back in the day.
Okay.
But no, I'm not a quarterback.
Greek told me, I thought he said quarterback, but I could be wrong.
I don't believe it now. You too sharp to talk about you wrong. I don't believe you wrong much now.
Yeah.
I don't believe it at all, Mr. Claude.
Well, Mr. Claude Steib, known as Rusty on the golf course, we appreciate your service. We appreciate your time. You have made us all feel like we ain't done enough.
We ain't doing enough.
We
coming up short.
Right. But keep hitting them straight, my friend. Keep singing. Keep playing. Do not stop.
Do not stop.
And thank you for spending some time with us and talking about the relationship you have with this wonderful bank, yeah. First American.
It's my pleasure.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.